There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
July, first full week of the seventh month of the year. Have a wonderful time with yourself today, enjoying the fruits of not a long weekend, actually. It depends on how you look at it, but it's always different. It feels different. Yesterday felt like Saturday for some reason. I don't know why. In a way, it's one of those convoluted things. There was nobody driving on Friday night. Let's see, Saturday night, where I was driving around, there were very few people that were out on the roads because people are gone to wherever it is that they go in the summertime, to the beach or to the mountains or on a quick vacation or a long weekend. So you won't find a lot of traffic this week because it's a big vacation week. Welcome. We're not on vacation. We never go on vacation. We have to keep, what is it they say on those news, those phony broken news story stations? The news watch never stops. Well,
that was a 1010 Winds logo.
Was that what it was? Yes. Okay. The news watch never
stops. We give you 22
stops.
Minutes, we give you the news 22 That's times. It. Yes.
That's what it is. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, and Rich McFadden with Ken Kessler. We're here to go through in the comment stage some of the things. A lot of people are rousing cheers for the women's soccer team.
Seconds left. Woo! Come on. Into the box. Johnson's clearance. That's it. Game over. The drought is over. Here's the 2015 Women's World Cup.
So, the U.S. defeated Japan 5-2 at the Women's World Cup, becoming the first country, the Americans' first team with three women's titles. Got a message, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, because they lost against Japan in 2011, so this was a revenge match. So, some would have you believe. Just good
they
game.
They were unbeatable they were good.
Yep.
In this
Very
World
good.
Cup.
Yep, they're good, good, good.
Such a good testament to going in knowing you're going to win.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the massacre at a predominantly black South Carolina church has institutions in our country evaluating whether they ought to continue enshrining the names of historical figures that are linked to slavery, linked to the Confederacy. Today, a vote is going to take place in South Carolina, or at least maybe not a vote, a conversation at the state level. You'll remember when this all started, it was decided that they would at least discuss taking the Confederate flag down from state property in South Carolina. So the vote may come on that. There's a lot of discussion as to what the flag is all about. Some say it is Southern heritage. I say that's crap. I thought NASCAR was going to stop using the flag, but apparently it was visible this weekend. Am I correct?
NASCAR uses the flag?
Well, NASCAR, saw a lot of Confederate flags on cars. People that are driving that maybe from the South have the emblem of the Confederate flag on their cars.
And big flags waving in the stands.
More than the stands,
I think.
Yeah, is it? Well, I've seen it on some of the cars. I'm not a fan of NASCAR.
No.
Not that I have anything against it. It doesn't do anything for me.
The Dukes had that.
Well,
take care of them.
That's the other thing. That TV takes their show off. That seems kind of foolish to
what
me.
What an outrage.
Yeah,
in this day and age of colorization, why don't they call up Ted Turner and just have him recolor the car if it's such a big offense to people?
Right.
Come on.
They'll take it away for a little while, and then it'll come back. It's the same thing. In radio, it used to be that when there was a plane crash, the next day, all the airline spots would be taken off.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing. This is a big, huge story, so they're taking it away for a little while.
Yeah. They should sell the roof of the General Lee and put like somebody's face, like if Donald Trump wanted to sponsor the Dukes of Hazzard on Turner, they could put his face on the roof of the General Lee. You know what I saw on Facebook this weekend, Dudley, that made me really kind of stand stand back and go, wait a minute.
What's that, Richard?
You know, the Confederate flag that we all know, the one with the red with the blue stripes and the stars in it, is not really the Confederate flag.
Really?
The Confederate flag is a red and a white and a red stripe with a blue corner and a circle of
so
stars.
So where did this come from? What is the flag that now this is in so much controversy?
I think it is
the battle flag for Virginia.
Yeah. Oh.
And everybody kind of...
Do you think even people know that? Do you think the South Carolinians know?
No, I don't.
Going to the conversation today?
So the flag that they have flying over their state house that they think and refer to
really
as
a Virginia
flag is really a Virginia flag.
So isn't this all so foolish then?
Apparently, from what I understand, the Confederate flag kind of went away for like 150 years. And then the other flag started to come back as the Confederate flag, and everybody just thought it was.
But the story behind the story here is, though, that this particular flag that we're talking about was developed by an editor of a newspaper in Savannah, and so it isn't the Virginia. So here's where I'm confused, Kenny. The Virginia flag, which is the one we're talking about, was developed by the fellow in Savannah. How did it get from Georgia to Virginia to have so much impact?
What he actually did was take that flag that was the one that everyone knows as the Confederate flag and put it on a white flag. So it's like in the corner, kind of like the Alabama flag.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what he created, and that's what they made as the flag of the Confederacy in like 1862.
All right, so here's some excerpt from editorial. Right. This guy was the editor of the Savannah Daily News, and he wrote about the flag in his newspaper. Quote, "As a people, we're fighting to maintain the heaven-ordained supremacy of the white man over the inferior colored race. It would soon take rank among the proudest ensigns of the nation and be hailed by the civilized world as the white man's flag. My God. As a national emblem, it's significant of our higher cause, the cause of a superior race." What an a-hole. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Jeepers, crow. Where does this stuff come from? This is how many years ago? This would have been almost 200 years ago, though, Kenny, right? Close to it.
1862,
people still believe, though, but people still believe this stuff today.
Some do.
Yeah, in even in light of all the information that's there, which in scientific terms puts us all together. The Genome Project, which I refer to frequently because it does lay waste to those people who, like this clown, think that the white people are the superior race. And you know what? It even goes one step further. The fact that humans think that they are above all of the rest of the animal kingdom or all the rest of life on the planet is so damned arrogant.
Well, I haven't seen a dog be able to fix a car.
You know, but the dogs are a lot more. That's also arrogant. That really is.
I know it is arrogant, but you know what is true, arrogant. Dougie?
No,
I mean,
it's true. A dog can't fix a car. That doesn't mean the dog can't apply what it knows in ways that you don't understand.
It means
you don't know
how
animals. No, I don't agree at all.
No.
Not
so
at
you
all.
Think an ant has the
I
same capacity
that
a human does?
I think there are things that we do not understand about life on this planet, and we are so damned arrogant that we think that we are the chief of everything. We are, and look at how horribly we're laying waste to this planet. Look at what a mess we're making of things. I'm not suggesting that we would have the planet of the apes or the dogs or cows or whatever, but the fact that we think that we are superior and everything else needs to be a subsidiary of our existence.
Here's a guy who cages and uses cows for their milk.
Who's caging them? What are you talking about?
You do. You got to do that.
I do not.
Free to roam, are they?
Of course they're free to roam. They have pastures everywhere.
Within the pasture.
But you're exploiting them for money.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not exploiting them. You know how stupid this all sounds? It really does sound stupid.
You are so easy to talk.
I know, right. Thank you. Have your fun. I made my point, thank you.
Stop milking dogs.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of a milking machine you could put on a dog, actually.
Ooh.
All right. 888-302-3684.
That's just weird.
The essence, well, what happens here is that we have so many people with so many different ideas. It's good because it stimulates people to think one way or another, whether you agree or disagree. I'm not here to get you to agree with me or anybody else who's here, but at least we gave you something to think about with regard to
I
that.
I am. If you don't agree with me, things. Get out.
Yeah, that's okay. That's why she lives alone. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen or Roberta or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com. /Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. You have some thoughts on Confederate flag stuff there. You got 60 seconds on that, Kenny, from some of our social media commentators.
Sure. Lisa says, the purpose of a surrender is to say that the war is over and the cause is finished. That's mm-hmm. why we don't fly the British flag in the United States on the top of a Capitol building, and that should be why we don't fly the flag of the Confederacy over a Capitol building
more,
either.
What's more interesting now is to learn what Richie told us is not even the Confederate flag.
Right. Right.
That's what's more interesting about all of this foolishness than anything else, I think. What else, Kenny?
Stan says, this should not be an issue. The Confederate flag represents hatred and bigotry to anyone who is black.
Yeah. Well, to a lot of people who are white as well. I mean, most people who are white see it for what it is. Mm-hmm. BS. What else, Ken?
Rusty says, Amazon is still selling Nazi merchandise. Where's the outrage there?
I'd say that was sure. pretty damned outrageous, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Why?
Yeah, really.
Why don't we have a big protest about that? I'm for that. Let's do that. Let's start a big protest about Nazi stuff being on.
Anybody should still be able to buy any flag that they want
right.
to.
Yeah.
But if you go flying it out in front of your house, be prepared.
Yeah.
Right. For the
yeah,
you know
same
what?
Thing if you were flying a Nazi flag outside your house.
I don't know about Confederate flag, but I think that any use of the Nazi symbol is heresy and ought not to be allowed. That's my. I don't care about free speech. In that case, it needs not to be allowed. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Of relevant store online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of the respective owners.
You know what rubs knees of people the wrong way?
Their thighs.
Shaq Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome massive responsive.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Songs of the 70s is this song, and who is the person responsible for singing the song is the query in front of us in our One Hit Wonder contest. We're playing a song by an artist that only had one number one single as a solo artist. Tell us his name, 888-302-3684, for a CD of One Hit Wonders. Looking for a love, Richie. Version of this song.
And he only had one hit, but he was very famous.
Oh, yeah, big name in music. Yeah, this is only number one song. Number one during this week in 1974, as a matter of fact. Looking for Love. It's not Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. That's not that song. It's a different Looking for Love. American singer and songwriter at the top of the pop singles, Teddy and Doug pop singles. Who is this person? I want to listen to this song. Richie! Guy came from the slums of Cleveland. Mom told him he could sing his way out of the ghetto, and he did. His career spanned 50 years. During that time, he played and sang rhythm and blues music, soul music, rock and roll, doo-wop music, gospel, country music. Before this guy was 10, he was performing as the lead singer for his family's gospel musical group. Sam Cooke took a liking to this group and convinced them to move to L.A. and switch from gospel to secular music. Sam gave them the name of the Valentinos and actually produced their first hit, the Valentinos.
I didn't know that.
It was the same song that you're listening to right now, Looking for Love, but an earlier version of it. 3 months after Sam Cooke's death, the artist married Cooke's widow, who was then 10 years his senior. Let's get it. What does that tell you?
Get out of here.
3 months after his death.
Wow.
This guy marries his widow. Marriage lasted 5 years, caused him to be expelled from the Valentinos. He went solo in 1968, immediately started having R&B hits, but nothing became a top 10 number one song before or after this song. So start it over again, Richie. Will you please get people focused on looking for my baby? Produced, wrote, recorded with a lot of other R&B artists, wrote and recorded the Rolling Stones' first hit in the United Kingdom, It's All Over Now. He struggled with drugs and alcohol, had prostate cancer, and he died last year.
The Rolling Stones hit? I didn't know that.
Yep, he did. This guy has been, this man was well known. So who is this man? Identify him, please, s'il vous plaît. 888-302-3684. Where is the Shazam when we need it, Richie? Crank it up.
Oh, this is going to be a Shazammer, it looks like.
His name came right to me when I heard this. This is maybe one of the last songs. The last year I was a jock was 74. This may have been one of the last songs that I played as a disc jockey. Does it sound bad if I say he sounds like somebody who is addicted? Does that sound bad? How does somebody sound?
How does that sound?
Yeah. Exactly. Janis Joplin.
Yeah. Just the raspy voice.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's it, Richie. Yeah. Much enough. But it doesn't keep us from being a great tune. Who rolls it? Not at all. Wow, we have a stumper here, it looks like. Sorry about that.
So nobody knows?
Nobody knows.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry.
Somebody get Mrs. Womack on the phone.
Bobby Womack is the singer who's responsible for this song and all the things that I talked about with regard to his life and his career. A big doo-wop. I remember he started in the doo-wop world. But a lot of those people also do. They all came out of gospel music and then into R&B. But the doo-wop sound and some of the other things that he was involved in led him to have a nice, long, varied career. So Bobby Womack doing Looking for Love. That's our one-hit wonder song for the day. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, parents often bring a pet into the family to teach kids a sense of responsibility or perhaps provide a child with a playmate. But kids often learn something more fundamental about themselves and the world. How to empathize with others, how to understand subtle feelings, how to look at the world from a vastly different perspective. Here are just some of the things that kids learn when they have pets in their life. A communication. Children learn the subtle cues that their pets give them to indicate their feelings. Empathy. Kids often become more curious about the emotion their pets feel compared to their own. Nurturing skills. If properly supervised by adults, a child can learn how to take care of another living being and take pleasure in keeping a pet healthy and happy. And what about confidence? Kids go through life under constant evaluation. They're rated by their behavior, their grades, and other athletic performances. Pets have no such expectations. They're delighted that the child is just with them, being a kid. You know, new studies indicate that kids that grow up with pets grow up more stable and better off. So if you don't have one, maybe it's time to adopt. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Of relevant store and online, staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with them.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Celebrate this Tuesday. Wait a minute, it's not Tuesday. This Monday morning.
Whatever. Quiet just counting.
Every day it is. Billy Joel gets married to his girlfriend.
Yeah. She's pregnant too. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's yeah.
Anybody hear a shotgun?
Really? Really?
Yeah. Oh. They have a baby this summer. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Baby daddy.
How?
She's really pregnant.
He's 66.
How old are his children? His other children?
The
oldest is 30.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you like them apples, boys and girls?
You know, that's the thing. Men can have children for a lot longer than ladies can. Would you want to have kids now in your 60s, Dougie? I mean, that's rough, right?
That's hard.
That would be a difficult thing, yes.
Snip, snip.
No.
Well, you know what I mean.
I actually should. I better not tell that story.
Yeah, move along.
A little too much information here. Today is the anniversary of the Naval Academy admitting women for the first time. This date, 1976. Isn't it amazing how late we've come to the party as a country? Why in the world wouldn't you admit women? Or it's like the same thing as... Blacks couldn't use the same.
I'm refraining from. By
really?
The way.
Are you? Blacks couldn't use the same latrine as whites in the 50s.
Crazy.
Yeah, it really is. Okay. Here's even more craziness to focus. Think about this. It was 2 years ago today, yet you're going to say to yourself, wait a minute, this just happened a couple of months ago, when that Asiana airliner 777 crashed into the seawall at SFO. That was, and there were two Chinese girls who were killed in that. The plane
got run
burned.
Over, remember?
Yeah, right. It wasn't even that they were, they didn't get killed in the plane. They got killed on the air, on the tarmac, on the runway.
Over, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but that, just when you think about the reality of time and how it marches on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the Greeks and the uncharted waters that they are wading into as a result of the bailout vote, the Greek prime minister doesn't seem to know where to go now. He just told everybody to vote against it, and it lost. 60% of those who voted yesterday voted not to do what the European Central Bank wanted them to do, and that is pay off their debt. So now, what happens next? You're going to be affected somewhat if you have a 401k plan. Probably be a little bit of a blip today, next couple of days. Markets will be off a few points here and there. I think, Kenny, you said Asia and Europe were off from 2 to 6%, depending on the country. Is that right? Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, so then what is this all going to mean? Again, financial markets affected, a little bit of turbulence this week. Don't pay attention to the news media that's going to suggest to you that Wall Street and everything else in our country and elsewhere will be affected by a market sell-off. Maybe. Yeah, maybe there's going to be the Nikkei average in Japan.
Your 401k is now worthless.
Yeah, right.
You are poor.
Right.
You are not going to be able to retire.
Might as well go jump off the nearest building. The Nikkei average dropped 225 points today. Let's see, Hong Kong's index fell by 3%. The Shanghai Composite went up 6%.
I think it's just jittery investors. I mean, there's nothing
real. Well, everybody, all investors are jittery by the very nature of all of this. But what does it mean to you? Probably not a whole lot.
Not much.
Except that the news media will, oh, look out, it's terrible. Everything's going to fall apart. Okay. The weekend saw a lot of fireworks displays. Roberta, did you have one in New York that you went to see?
Yeah, we always get together at my uncle's house in Northport because he has a house on the beach.
Yeah.
And we saw the Northport fireworks, and then everybody lights bonfires on the beach, and people were setting off fireworks and stuff.
We could actually see the fireworks in Boston from the porch. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, where did you go? Did you see any fireworks, you and Kenny, California fireworks?
I think Jennifer got disconnected.
Oh, nice going.
Uh-oh.
So, but anyway.
I didn't go to any fireworks. I stayed home because I have new pets, and I wanted to...
Oh, tell us. You were talking about this on Friday. Your dog died a week ago today.
Aww.
So, a cute little dog, 15 years old. About the same story as with Charlotte in terms of age and experience and that sort of thing. So, you went to the out on Thursday or Friday, and did you get cats, too?
Well, we went to get a cat. We live way out in the
movies.
Mountains outside. Yeah, and we used to have cats, and they were old, and they took their long walks. Mm-hmm. But nature has started to encroach.
Really?
And we have rabbits living right outside the front door, and a raccoon fight club on the roof. And
really?
So we went to go get a
raccoon
cat.
Raccoon fight club. There you go.
And
we got
like
we got a kitten, and then we found there was another cat that was 11 years old and had been there for months.
Sweet.
So
was this a shelter? No, just a regular. No. Let's save the cats.
Right.
Shelter. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, we got the two cats, and then there was a dog that had been there for a couple months who was also 11, whose owners dumped him off because they were tired of him.
Oh, my God, these people.
I just can't imagine having a dog that you've had for 11 years.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to take a different approach than I used to. Jennifer will look askance at this. And Roberta, who has had any number of strange pets, what most people would say were strange pets over the years, I got off onto a tangent this morning And for those of you who aren't around listening to Rich and Jennifer attack me from my point of view,
come on.
I'm going to go back to it for a minute.
Well deserved.
Yeah, of course. So the idea of man and mankind and doing what man has done to the planet, and those who are arrogant enough to say that we are the chief when it comes to the realities of life, and our species is more advanced than other species, I think that that's folly. I don't think you can prove that at all. But we were talking about this over the weekend as to where cats are and dogs are, and just generally my love for cows, and Meredith loves horses, and what do they bring to the planet, to the advancement of the planet. Mm-hmm. And so to be consistent, I don't want you to think I'm a hypocrite, because I have for years said things that were kind of nasty about cats, only because it was sort of easy to get the drop on people who, I used to say barn cats, and their best place was in the barn. And I've had cats over the years in the farms, and they've done great service. But there's there really is a sageness. I don't know if it's wisdom. I don't know what it really is about cats. But as we were talking in sort of a denigrative way about the various phyla and species on the planet and what's the order of things, I think that we need to, at least this is where I'm coming from now at this stage in my life, honor and respect all forms of life. Even if we can't figure out, I say this all the time, you hear me say this, I used to say this about woodchucks and things on the farm that were a problem, and coyotes. Probably. I'm going to have a hard time swallowing when it comes to coyotes, because they're so destructive and deadly, but it's part of the food chain. I started thinking about this actually last week when I was sitting in the dentist chair and looking up at this screen, and I talked about this on the air, seeing all of these. This was an Animal Planet show. I'm having my teeth cleaned, and I'm watching these animals eat other animals, and sharks eat.
While you're having your teeth cleaned.
I'm having my teeth cleaned.
That's so soothing.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, it was wonderful.
That reminds me, I had cockroaches last week. Can you check, buddy? Yeah. I don't know. Molars there, make sure I got it right.
So anyway, I guess the way of summarizing what I'm thinking about this is that we need to, all of us, it seems to me, you don't have to, but this is what I'm thinking, be more respectful of life forms on the planet, even if they seem to have no purpose or they're destructive. There's a system, there's a reason, there's a sanctity of purpose that even if we don't see it, and I use the tick as an example. What the hell good is a tick? I can't come up with a reason for a tick being here, but there's probably some.
It's a lot of fun when you have to check someone for ticks.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
I think so.
All right, I have to remember.
Kind of like life.
Yeah, right. So, anyhow, it's food for thought. Before we spend a moment or two on a couple of important commercial messages, I want to, as long as Kenny and Jennifer were both Southern Californians and involved to a point, I was asking Kenny about the fireworks and stuff and animals. We put sort of everything together, Jen. What did you sense about the way that Los Angeles handled, because of the economy, because of the worry about the drought? I've been under the impression, looking at a couple of things my son sent me, about some communities saying it was unpatriotic because the town fathers said no to fireworks because everything was so dry. They didn't have extra water in case there was a fire. But I think that's common sense.
Yeah, but you know what? I was expecting such a different 4th of July. And you know what? Well, at least L.A. County, where I live, completely failed. They get a big fat F. It was, for fireworks shows, I thought there would be less. There were actually more. I saw more fireworks this year than I have seen in a very, very long time. Yes.
And you think there should have been fewer fireworks?
No, actually, look, I'm pro-firework, even though I hear they're toxic and they're going to kill us all. I like sparkles, so, you know, by all means.
You are a sparkly lady.
Yes, I'm a sparkle girl, so by all means, blow up your stuff. But here's what's crazy, is that my neighborhood, I was expecting there to be far less fireworks, firecrackers going off, you know, people's homes, because, first of all, it's hard to get them. You have to travel to get them, because they're illegal in L.A. County. But it was the same. And I read in all of my neighborhood forums, because there's like, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 groups on Facebook that deal with my community. Mm-hmm. People were calling firefighters and calling the police to come and get people to stop blowing off fireworks. And every time I saw it, no one ever said they came. So they didn't show up.
Really?
Which you think would be, they'd be on duty looking for those people and taking those tips into consideration, but I guess not. That wasn't.
It was a holiday weekend.
Yeah, exactly. They were watching fireworks.
More for them on vacation. All right, food for thought. 44 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law for 2 states and home loss number 3030.
Do you really floss after you brush? Well, if you don't, you're not alone. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to a new Harris poll for the American Academy of Periodontology, or AAP, more than a quarter of U.S. adults lie to their dentist about how often they floss. Dr. Joan Otomo Cordial, AAP president.
In addition to flossing once a day, the AAP recommends brushing your teeth and below the gums twice a day and getting a comprehensive periodontal evaluation to screen for periodontal disease, which can cause bad breath or lead to more serious symptoms such as tooth loss.
The survey also shows a third of Americans would rather do an unpleasant activity, like wash dirty dishes or clean toilets, than floss. How can we take action?
The good news is, with timely and proper care, gum disease is treatable and often reversible. A periodontist has the training and expertise to help determine the right treatment.
And more than a third say a smile's the first thing they notice when meeting someone they're attracted to. So love the gums you're with and log on to perio.org to find a periodontist near you.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available, covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Television news time now at 47 after the hour. We have a cancellation, Jennifer. I don't know why. I'm sort of confused by the promotion for The Bible. It was a very successful miniseries, so then they made it into a regular series.
Right.
I must tell you, I watched it once or twice to try to get the gist of it and didn't like anything about the miniseries and liked less about what I saw in the series. I give it, you know, 4, 5, 6 minutes on time. It just seems so dark and unnecessary. Am I right about that?
Well, the Bible is pretty dark, actually.
Yeah,
I mean, when you read the stories, especially in the Old Testament, I mean, there's a lot of violence, a lot of brutality. To that, but the Bible, the miniseries was super successful. It's produced by Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, and it was very, very successful. So NBC, as you mentioned, had started a series called AD, The Bible Continues, and I thought that was doing okay for them, but after just one season, according to Deadline.com, NBC has pulled it, and it was chronicling the early days of modern Christianity. It premiered on Easter and was positioned as an event series at NBC, but they just didn't, I guess, get it off the ground in the right way. There's some other series and mini series coming down the road for Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. So dealing with the Bible and in different ways, maybe that will be a little more successful for them. You know, I can't imagine how the series would play out. I didn't see it. Did they tell the stories?
We all know how it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was what I'm looking at. It was just a lot of foolishness, frankly, built around trying to stir the pot some more about the business between the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians.
Well, feel good hit of the season.
It was meaningless nonsense from what I couldn't get into the storyline because it looked like cowboys and Indians, good guys, bad guys, just set in the Middle East at the time when the Bible was supposedly
that's
being
pretty
written.
Much it. Right.
Yeah. So who needs more of that? Okay. What else you got? Netflix and the tax in Chicago. Wow.
Yeah. This is an interesting story and probably one that will set the scene for the other cities around the country. So one of the big issues with Netflix is that cable company providers have to pay a lot of taxes. They have to deal with city ordinance. They have to deal with the franchise boards in the city. And Netflix and other online providers do not. So that gives them a benefit. This week, the city of Chicago amended its amusement tax rules to include a 9% cloud tax on digital entertainment streaming services. They start September 1st, and it includes everything from rentals of shows, movies, video, music, games to e-commerce transactions and online gambling. So everything that you do online, including TV consumption in Chicago, will now have a 9% tax. You'll see this other places.
Great. All right, so what do we say to that? Boo, how about a big boo? Everybody, boo! 51 after.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to tune in to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has the medical news update for the week. Our thought for the day, there are several of them. Sylvester Stallone: I'm not the richest, smartest, or most talented person in the world, but I succeed because I keep going and going and going. And novelist Paul Coelho, C-O-E-L-H-O, is that how you pronounce his name, Coelho? Wrote, if you want to be successful, you must respect one rule. Never lie to yourself.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Hi. Time now for us to visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a well-known cardiologist. He and I do a weekend program that airs 7 to 9 on Saturday morning. If you'd like to participate or you want to send us a question, you can do that. It's Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. Or you can call us live on the air, 888-55-DR-KEN, during the 7 to 9 hours on Saturday. Big doings for those who are interested in the continuing story of how it is that we stay as obese as we are. The epidemic has to do with we have more food. Does that make any sense?
Well, this comes out of the World Health Organization. The global obesity epidemic is linked to an oversupply of food available for human consumption, Doug. There are enough extra calories available to explain the weight gain reported in many countries around the world.
Wow. Does that surprise you?
Doesn't surprise me.
Tying it together that way? It's just the way it's tied together. It seems rather, well, I don't know, it's obvious. Maybe that's what it is. Depression. Those who are depressed may have, because of that, like, well, I guess I would wonder what causes, which is first, problems in the brain that make you depressed or depression makes your brain have a problem?
Well, it's a combination. In Molecular Psychiatry Medical Journal this week, the area of the brain involved in forming new memories, this is known as the hippocampus, Doug, seems to shrink in people with recurring depression. So there's a need to spot and treat depression when it first develops, particularly among young people. You want to get depression diagnosed and treated before brain changes occur. So yes, depression is due to abnormalities in the brain, but then it causes other additional abnormalities in other parts of the brain, especially with your ability to form new memories.
Wow. All right. Athletes drinking, not necessarily alcohol, but when they're performing, do they drink more or less? What's the object lesson here?
This is important practical information for all of us working out right now. Clinical Journal of Sports Medicine. Endurance athletes or those who are very physically active should drink plenty of water, but only when they feel thirsty. Athletes should listen to their body and drink water as needed to prevent a potentially deadly condition called exercise-associated hyponatremia. This is when the sodium gets very low in the blood, or this is also called water intoxication. So consuming excess fluids can lead to a dangerous drop in sodium levels in your blood.
All right. Let's have an abbreviated story as to why you like, as a cardiologist, the products that come from Superbeats, the essence of why this is nothing but good for you.
I like Superbeats, Doug, because there's now a third gas, which we've discovered, which is absolutely needed to open up the gates of the circulation. You can have normal circulation, but if you don't have nitric oxide on your red blood cell with the oxygen, the circulation won't open up to allow the red blood cells to deliver the oxygen. I recommend everybody get their nitric oxide levels checked. I recommend everybody, if their nitric oxide is low, to be on our product Neo 40. Also, if you're looking for that boost of energy, instead of caffeine, instead of the sugar drinks, think about this Superbeats. It's a lovely way to get an extra boost of nitric oxide in your blood. Your body will feel refreshed. Your mind will work better. This is a natural and safe and effective way. This will affect your circulation from head to toe. Athletes working out especially need this. All of us need to make sure our bodies are working properly. All of us need to be concerned about nitric oxide.
All right, so there are two products here, Superbeats and a product called Neo 40. Check them both out by dialing 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Use this product. Get the benefits from it. 800-655-4183. Superbeats and Neo 40. 800-655-4183.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.